Welcome to the Sounds of Faith Gospel broadcast from the Faith Baptist Church of Shelby, North Carolina, with your host, Pastor J. Barry Goodman, and Associate Johnny Owens. We pray that the next few minutes of old-fashioned preaching and inspiring music will exalt the Savior, encourage the saints, and evangelize the sinner. Stay tuned for the Sounds of Faith.
Hello there and greetings, dear radio friend. Welcome to this Thursday edition of the Sounds of Faith, the radio broadcast. We thank you so very much for tuning us in here on this good radio station, or maybe on the Just Jesus radio app, or maybe somewhere else on the internet. We're thankful for you being part of the broadcast time today, and we consider you one of our faith family members here on the Sounds of Faith. Here's a good song to get our program started from Brother Justin Morrow and the girls, amen. Oh, I'm so glad that Jesus loves me, amen.
I am so glad that our Father in heaven tells of his love in the book he has given. Wonderful things in the Bible I see. This is the dearest that Jesus loves me.
I am so glad that Jesus loves me. Jesus loves me. Jesus loves me. I am so glad that Jesus loves me. Jesus loves even me. Though I forget him and wander away, still he doth love me wherever I stray. Back to his dear loving arms I will flee, when I remember that Jesus loves me. I am so glad that Jesus loves me. Jesus loves me, Jesus loves me. I am so glad that Jesus loves me. Jesus loves even me. Oh, there is only one song I can sing, when in his beauty I see the great King. This shall my song in eternity be. Oh, what a wonder that Jesus loves me. I am so glad that Jesus loves me. Jesus loves me. Jesus loves me. I am so glad that Jesus loves me. Jesus loves even me. I am so glad that Jesus loves me. Jesus loves me, Jesus loves me. I am so glad that Jesus loves me. Jesus loves even me.
Oh yeah, well I'm glad that Jesus loves me. Boy, I tell you, I'm glad his love is not based on my love for him. Oh, he loves me with an unchanging love, amen. He can't love me any more today than he did yesterday. He's not going to love me any less tomorrow than he does today. His love is non-changing. Amen. Great song that from Brother Justin and the young ladies. All right. Well, we'd love to have you come and visit with us here at the Faith Baptist Church, an old-fashioned, fundamental, Bible preaching, praying, praising, missionary-hearted Baptist Church. Amen. Still use the King James Bible. Still sing out of songbooks. Amen. Don't fall in the bouncing balls. It's out in the gymnasium if they go out and play basketball, amen. But in the house of God, we worship, amen. And we sing out of the old red book, amen. Not the dead book, but the red book. And still preach from God's Word, that is the King James Bible. We make no apologies for that. And we would love to have you come and visit here at the Faith Baptist Church. Now, this coming Lord's Day will be our next scheduled services at Sunday school time at 10 o'clock Sunday school, 11 o'clock worship, 6 in the evening service. Our midweek prayer service is, of course, on Wednesday nights at 7 o'clock. Love to have you come and visit with us. We're around the corner of 18 South out of Shelby, about 5 miles there at the intersection of Highway 180, and only 2 miles from the South Carolina state line. So come on by and pay us a visit. We got you a seat saved. We'd love to have you, love to meet you, particularly if you're a Sounds of Faith listener. We'd love to meet you. And come on by and pay us a bit. Worship with us. We're not asking you to join. We ain't asking you to give no money. We're just asking you to come and worship with us here at the Faith Baptist Church. Amen. Here's a good song from the Sons of Faith. Hey, here's that song I was talking about yesterday. Hey, I'm going to drop my anchor on the other side of Jordan. Amen.
They get harder, but someday hellos will never end. I'm gonna drop my anchor on the other side of Jordan, where this old rusty ship will leave the port no more. Goodbye to friends and loved ones, for that anchor will hold us for a million years and more. Well, I wonder what they're doing up in heaven. Are they busy preparing my new home? Or do they ask the Savior just when we'll be coming? Or do they know that it won't be very long? I'm gonna drop my anchor on the other side of Jordan, where this old rusty ship will leave the port no more. No, we'll never have to say goodbyes to friends and loved ones, for that anchor will hold us for a million years and more. We're gonna drop my anchor on the other side of Jordan, where this old rusty ship will leave the port no more. No, we'll never have to say goodbyes to friends and loved ones, for that anchor will hold us for a million years and more. For a million years and more.
Amen. Going to drop that anchor one of these days. Amen. We'll praise his name. Good song there from the Sons of Faith. Amen. Well, in our truth for the day, we are starting today really to give us some things that were at reasons to praise God. But notice what Psalm 45 verse 11 says. A part of that verse: for he is thy Lord, and worship thou him. Only one deserves our worship. Only one deserves our praise. Only one is worthy of them both. The praise life, listen now, the praise life will wear out the self life. Jesus says, when ye seek me with your whole heart, ye shall find me. Oh, may God help us with that great truth. From the truth, amen and amen. All right, we're going to get ready to pray now. If you can join us for a moment or two of prayer, we'd appreciate that. Say a word of prayer for the old Sounds of Faith of your mind. Let's pray. Father, we thank you today for the privilege of prayer, for the privilege of working in thy vineyard today as we look at this broadcast as a ministry. God, that you have blessed the church with, and God, you've blessed me with, been able to do this now for several years, and thankful, God, for the privilege to do this each day of the Monday through Friday, and glad that you have allowed us to reach around the world by internet, God, with the message of the gospel. We have no other gospel to preach. We have no other creed to claim except for the banner of the cross, the death, the burial, the resurrection, the ascension, the soon coming of Jesus. That is our platform. That is our message. I pray we'll be faithful in doing that each day. Now, Lord, thank you for your blessings. I thank you for your mercies. Thank you for our dear listening friends. Now, we pray for them now that you touch each and every one. May have a physical need or emotional need, a financial need, or, Lord, more importantly, maybe a spiritual need. The Word teaches us to fear, not to fear man that can destroy the body, but fear him that can destroy body and soul. Well, that's the Lord, God of heaven. Lord, I pray you may bless our time remaining today. Today and tomorrow, I pray, God, your will be done in every heart and life. We believe that you're going to do great things. In the next couple songs, I pray you'll bless each and every one of us, I pray. In Jesus' name I do pray, amen and amen. Amen, amen. Well, we're going to hear from Spencer and Leanna and Justin and Miss Haley. I'm going to sing a beautiful song. That's right. I make sure I have the right group. Amen. There's a lot of songs sung about the blood in our church. Amen. Amen. This one talks about it's through the blood. Amen.
Why should I enter in after all the sinful living and the wicked one I've been in the presence of Jehovah as I stand before the to read all the things I've done as I hear the awful charges. One question fills my mind: why should I not be put in hell to suffer for all time?
My own righteousness for fear.
naked tree, hanging on dark Calvary. That is my only plea. It's through the blood.
That's all we have.
Now when I'm walking through a valley and I feel there's no way out, when the winds of sorrow threaten me and they turn my whole world around,
oh, that's when I look to my Jesus and the price that he paid for me.
And I will lift my hands in praise to him, and I'll shout the victory. It's through the blood.
Oh, that's all I have to plead. It's through the blood that Jesus shed for me. It's not by works of my own righteousness, for filthy rags are they, but because of that old rugged tree, hanging on dark Calvary, that is my only plea.
Amen. It's through the blood. That's how we're going to make it. That's how we're going to make it. Amen. Well, one more for the masses. Miss Carolyn Parker Owens, Mama C, as we respectfully called her. Amen. In heaven today, this is a beautiful song. It says, "Some golden daybreak, Jesus will come.
Some glorious morning, sorrow will cease. Some glorious morning, all will be peace. Heartaches all ended, school days all done. Heaven will open, Jesus will come. Some golden daybreak, Jesus will come. Some golden daybreak, battles all won. He'll shout the victory, break through the blue. Some golden daybreak for me, for you. Oh, what a meeting there in the sky. No tears or crying shall dim our eyes. Loved one and united eternally. Oh, what a daybreak that morn will be. Some golden daybreak Jesus will come. Some golden daybreak battles all won. He'll shout
job. Some golden day break. Amen. Now in the Word of God, we're beginning today to see some reasons to praise the Lord. You know, we have more or less talked about it all week as far as talking about it, but we have looked at, of course, the Psalms that talk about how it's good for us to praise the Lord. We looked and saw how it brings happiness to praise the Lord, and we've dealt with the first and second, and sometimes the several verses of the last five Psalms of David, which I believe began in Psalm 146, I think that's right, and it goes through 150, how they all start with the same command, I guess you would say, praise ye the Lord. But I want to read another psalm that we have not read this week, and it's just really just Psalm 18. We'll just read the first three verses. I will love thee, O Lord, my strength. The Lord is my rock and my fortress and my deliverer, my God, my strength, in whom I will trust, my buckler, and the horn of my salvation, and my high tower. Here's the verse I wanted to get to, I want you to see. I will call upon the Lord, who is worthy to be praised. So shall I be saved from mine enemies. The Lord who is worthy to be praised. I don't think I have to convince anyone listening to this broadcast today that God is worthy of our praise. I don't think I have to debate that at all. He's worthy, and the psalmist tells us he's worthy. The Word of God tells us in other passages he's worthy. But I want you to notice that the Lord is worthy of our praise. He is worthy, you know, because who he is, of whom he is. Notice this. He's the Holy One. He's the Just One. He's the Righteous One. He's the Merciful One. The All-Powerful One. The Loving One. Oh, listen, he is worthy to be praised for who he is. How many times have we prayed together here on the Sounds of Faith, and we always try to remember to praise God not just for what he does, but for who he is. And we are thankful today that he is worthy to be praised because of who he is. But he's also worthy to be praised because of what he's done. Oh, I see it here. Oh, I love it. He's what he's done. He loved us without a cause. The scripture says, in the while we were yet sinners, yet in our sin, Christ died for us and loved us. Oh, friend, today he's worthy because of what he's done. He's loved us without a cause. He saved us by the shedding of his blood to pay our sin debt. Do you realize today that the blood of Jesus Christ was the only thing? I said it is the only thing that could satisfy the holiness of sovereign God. It is the only thing that can satisfy God's holiness was the blood of his own begotten Son. So he paid, he's worthy for loving us because he loved us without a cause. He is worthy of our praise because he saved us by the shedding of his blood. Oh, but listen, he provides for us every day. How many times in your life? Think about it. Think about it a minute. How many times in your life has God just come through when you thought there was no way? He made a way when there was no way. Oh, we sing that little chorus here sometimes. He's able, I know he's able. Oh, friend, today, listen, he's worthy of our praise because he provides for us as his little children and protects us on this journey to the place that he's prepared for us. I say he's worthy. I say he's worthy for not just who he is, but for what he's done. Oh, that eternal place of God, somewhere beyond the blue. Oh, friend, today, you know, sin has never entered that place. Sorrow is a stranger there. Death has no victory in that place of the living because no one dies over there. There are no hospitals to be visited. There are no funeral homes to attend. There are no places of sadness or evil in that place. I say he's worthy. Do you say he's worthy? Isn't he worthy today, dear child of God, of our praise? Then won't we do like Psalm 18, verse 3 says? Praise him. Praise him for he. Praise him who is worthy to be praised. Praise ye the Lord. If we really believe that faith or that praise is comely and praise brings happiness and it's good for us to do that, both mentally, emotionally, physically, to praise God. And we understand today that he is worthy of our praise. I have only one question. Why we're not praising him like we ought to. That goes from me to all of us. Well, I'll tell you today, we'll just stop a minute. Just stop what you're doing a minute and just thank you. Look up to heaven and just say, praise God. I give you worthy. I give you praise for you're worthy. The one who has left heaven for me, paid my sin debt, saved me when I called on him, supplies my every need, and is walking with me as a companion along this journey of life until the day we live for him forever and ever. I say, church, I say, Christian, I say, listener today, praise ye the Lord.
We pray you've been blessed by today's program. You may contact us at Faith Baptist Church, Shelby, North Carolina, or at fbcofshelby.org. Thank you, and keep listening for The Sounds of Faith.